Sorry, Rollo, I gotta do, you're gonna do an up the nose video review, and I apologize, but it's been a bad 48 hours. So Cappy's on the road. Anyway, so this is a review of Rollo's new book, Religion. And I don't have that many notes to say about, so this won't be a terribly long review. But I got four general things here, and then I got to get back to work. So first, this book is for religious men. It's for a new targeted audience. This is not a regular red pill book, though certainly you guys could read it. Certainly Roloites will enjoy it. If you enjoy Rolo's work, yeah, go ahead. It's another quality book by Rolo. There's no doubt about that. But you could tell he's definitely targeting a new audience, specifically religious men, and across the globe, not just the United States. The problem with that, there's very, for veterans or people who've read his previous work, there's very little new ground being covered. There's very little, but it's not the majority of the book. It's in the lens or the color of religion. And it's pretty clear within the first couple of chapters, like, oh yeah, he's reaching out to religious people. So he did speak to that specific demographic. But if you're a red pill veteran or you've read Rollo, especially if you're agnostic or atheist, this is not going to, you're not the target demographic of this book. But if you're religious, I would say veteran or not, yeah, this is the book for you. And I would say it's mandatory reading for any, I guess you could use this, let's say you're a rookie and you're agnostic, you've never been introduced to the red pill. This is just as good a primer as any of like the Rational Male, the first one. But if you are religious, yes, this is the first book for Rollo you should read, because ideally you would have a loyalty to your ideology and your religion first, and then red pill philosophy second. So God comes first, and then the practical secular translation practicum of how do I get to girls, or why is my wife getting fat? That's in here then. I'm a little let down on it, because I thought this would delve into how red pill is replacing religion. It is my opinion that because of the internet and because feminism has infected most main religions and not so main religions, that a real relationship with God, whether that's Yahweh, Allah, doesn't matter. That is now being done on an individual level through the internet, podcasts, whatever, your scriptures, your book. That's where men are finding God. But now that you've essentially been kicked out of the church and now you got to go to the man cave or your garage of the church, you've lacked fellowship and belonging and life advice on how to lead your life. And now that, a lot of religions have been co-opted by feminism as the ulterior motive, that life advice is no longer biblical or scriptural Torah-al or Quranable. It's no longer scripture-based. It is now this co-opted, mutilated feminist imperative. Where the religion, there's no religion anymore. And so what I thought is, I even did a video on this, I think that the red pill is now supplanting religion, all religions, in practical life advice because it works. And there's also fellowship in there. So, you know, beforehand you go to the synagogue and your rabbi would give you not only good spiritual advice, based in the scriptures, but they'll give you good living and life advice. Well, that is now no longer the case because any life advice is now directed towards, you know, well, the females. That's all. It's just eggs. Everything is eggs. It's new. That's the new religion, the new secular life practicing advice is what is best for the eggs and not you. And so I thought like, oh, this is where the two will Venn diagram, where the red pill community, red pill advice will supplant scripture, modern, not the scripture, but the bogus BS that they're teaching you in church or synagogue or mosque. But that is not the case. This is just a a red pill. It's religion through the red pill. So I was kind of like, oh, I thought this was, and that would be new material. That's where I thought, you know, veterans would like it, but not me. I didn't hate it either. Don't think I know. Oh, it sucks. It's not a book for me, a secular red pill veteran. So it did not go into that. It's a deep dive. Oh my God, Rollo. Oh Jesus. I'm like, yes, I got it. Jesus. Not only is the horse beaten, there's nothing left. You don't even a tan of skin left. Yes. You beat it to a pulp. We got it. But that's because I'm me and I'm very impatient. And Rollo, you know, Rolloites are going to love the deep dive. And especially if you're new, you're going to enjoy it because that deep dive is necessary. It's very thorough. But if you're impatient like me and you got it, it's going to be, okay, all right, we don't have to go as deep as the Mariana Trench. Thankfully, I didn't have to use the thesaurus a lot. There wasn't a lot of 50-cent words I had to look up. I'm probably in the minority here because most people do appreciate Rollo's deep dive. but my previous knowledge of the red pill combined with my impatience, I was just like, oh, God. And I was picking rocks and pulling weeds. So it was kind of like, Jesus, Rollo, why? What'd I do to you, man? There were occasional new lines of thoughts that I did find very interesting. If you're a veteran and you're like, and you start to drift off, kind of try and pay attention when he moves to a new topic, because it might be something new and good. So I would say, 1/8 of the stuff might be new. So there's some new gems for you to chew on there for, the seasoned veteran. But regular Rollo listeners, whether you're a veteran, you're going to like it. It's a Rollo book. They actually took scale. They took, what's it called? Not dark matter. What is it where the matter, the electrons, there's so much density that the electrons crush that a cubic centimeter weighs more than the USS Wisconsin, like pure matter. If you put Rollo's book opposite that, it would weigh more than that pure matter. That's how heavy, that's how dense this was. Now, who should buy the book? I'll go through this. One other thing. The audiobook is unprofessional. Rollo, I love you, man, but that audio guy, that narrator, there's a bunch of mistakes. It for guys, you won't care. Still get the audiobook, but no one went through and caught all the mistakes. The guy doesn't know how to pronounce words. He mispronounces words. But that's a problem with the narration world because they all suck. But there's no professional people left. That's why I recommend Jack Napier do all your narration, because I yelled at him for mispronouncing words. I'm like, if you don't know how to pronounce this English word, contact me or look it up on the internet. Now he'll never do that again. But this guy should have known better. He was an American, and it's not teeth. It's tithe, and it's not uber alles, it's uber alles, which admittedly is German, but you should still look it up. But in terms of who should buy the book, all right, Rolloites, just buy it. You'll enjoy the depth of philosophy. It's a Rollo book. All religious men, regardless of your religion, it is mandatory. Whether you're a veteran of the Red Pill or not, if you are religious, please go get it. And it doesn't matter if you're in the United States or not, Western or not. Get it, because feminism is being exported around the globe, just like Wuhan. And then a particularly interesting group that will definitely benefit from it, I would say in those of you who are immigrants to the United States or a non-Western background, we could, I don't want to limit it just to Muslims, because it's certainly not that, but any Eastern Orthodoxy or religion or even culture or philosophy, because if you're here, like you don't have home field advantage. It's definitely different in Western, and I would say if you're in the United Kingdom or Australia, some Western nation, it is definitely something you're going to want to read, even if you're not religious. If you come from a non-Western background, you'll definitely want to go through this. But then also for those of you who Eastern generally as well, living overseas, as feminism co-opts and corrupts your culture and certainly your religion. I'm specifically pointing out Islam there, but not only. You will definitely want to read this book because it will just give you the lay of the land as to what is happening, not only in Western nations, but to what is likely currently happening to your women and is going to happen to your women and your girls down the road, and thusly what's going to happen to your culture and your religion as well. And I would absolutely, a fourth one, mandatory reading for any men of the cloth. If you're a cleric, if you're an imam, if you're a pastor, if you're a reverend, if you're a father, if you're the pope, ain't going to read it. If you're a matzo ball soup and lots of salami, who the rabbi, if you're every man of the cloth should read this. You're not going to, because the Lord, but all right, fine. All right, there you go. See you guys later. Toodles.